China, the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases, today praised the outcome of a historic UN climate conference that ended with a non-binding agreement that urges major polluters to make deeper emissions cuts, but does not require it. The meeting ended yesterday after a 31-hour negotiating marathon, with delegates agreeing to take note of a U.S.-brokered compromise. We spoke to Neil Thorne, head of advocacy for the Catholic Relief Agency, CAFOT, to ask if he felt like the voices of faith-based groups had been listened to during the talks.
I think they were. I think one of the things which I found most inspiring almost was I was lucky enough to be in a meeting with Ambassador Lumumba, who was the chair of the G77, so essentially the kind of the group of the poorest countries, including China and Brazil and India, but it also has the least developed countries. And I think what was interesting is that he wanted to call together faith-based organizations, faith leaders, and really talk to them about the importance for the poorest countries of climate change and why it was important to get a deal which was really going to address their needs now. And I know a lot of faith leaders have already kind of talked about that and have brought it up. And I think it's important to reiterate that. So I think they were listened to. I think we had the message from the Pope on World Peace Day, and that was a very important message that came through into the conference. So people do listen, and I think it's important for voices from the faith community, from the church, from others, but to really have that kind of strong voice and say, well, you know, this is ultimately an issue that, you know, we should deal with.